Back in January, I did a big poll to better understand the problems that you, my listeners, are currently dealing with. And one of the biggest problems that came up was something I just haven't talked a lot about yet. Hormones. Now, there were four categories of hormonal questions that came up, and they were around periods, pregnancy and postpartum, perimenopause, and PCOS. The four P's. Now, I find that most conversations around these hormones make them sound super complicated, but in reality, they can be explained and supported in super simple ways. So I wanted to create my own series showing you guys exactly how I think of and support my hormones and my clients' hormones at each of these stages. Today's topic is all about the period, and I'm going to be answering what a period is, why periods become painful, why periods disappear, and how to have a painless period and bring your period back for good. Additionally, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing part 2, 3, and 4 of this series, which are going to cover pregnancy and postpartum, perimenopause, and PCOS. Almost every woman will go through some of these stages of hormones at some point in her life, or we know someone right now who's going through them. So be sure to stay tuned for this series. You don't want to miss it. Hey friend, welcome to the Better Belly Podcast. If you're currently trying endless supplements, doctor visits, and diet changes to heal your mystery symptoms, you are in the right place. We're here to solve the real root causes behind your gut, hormones, skin, sleep, and brain concerns, literally anything and everything in your body. My name is Allison Jordan. I'm a functional medicine practitioner that has supported over 150 clients just like you to heal problems that no one has been able to fix. You don't need a perfect diet or a random supplement you found on Instagram to heal. You need a proven system that heals your whole body from the inside out. That's what I'm here to share with you, episode by episode. It's time to make health easy again. And just as a reminder, this information is not meant to diagnose, manage, or treat disease. Always consult with your own health practitioner before you make any changes to your health. All right, guys, before we jump into today's content for the episode, I want to make a quick announcement about our 200th episode giveaway. All right, guys, we are approaching quickly our 200th episode on the podcast. And to celebrate, I'm giving away $200 off certificates to anyone who leaves a podcast review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for the Better Belly Podcast. So if you want to get $200 off of my signature program, the Better Belly Blueprint, and learn how to heal your gut so you can poop daily, ditch acid reflux, and balance your hormones, then this program is for you. Literally everyone who leaves a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify is automatically going to get $200 off. And on May 30th, I'm going to announce one lucky winner who's going to get a full ride scholarship to the Better Belly Blueprint. Who's excited? Literally everyone wins, and one of you is going to get a full ride. So how are you going to enter? Number one, go leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify between now and May 29th. Take a screenshot of that rating and review on your phone or computer. Go to betterbellytherapies.com/giveaway and fill out our 200th episode giveaway form with your name, email, and screenshot of your podcast review. You're going to automatically receive an email as soon as you submit that form with a code for $200 off of the Better Belly Blueprint, which you must use by May 31st at midnight. And then the full scholarship winner is going to be announced on May 30th and messaged by email. If you win, you will get a full scholarship to the Better Belly Blueprint. Also, if you have bought the Better Belly Blueprint with your $200 off gift certificate by then, we will fully refund you what you paid for the Better Belly Blueprint. So do not worry. You can buy now just knowing that you may win and get all of that refunded and start healing today. Go check out the show notes for all the links. If you want to hear any of that repeated, you can read it in the show notes and get super quick links to every single step you need to take. Now let's jump into today's content. So today we're going to be talking about periods. And I actually wanted to start off by reading a DM that I'd gotten on my Instagram account while I was asking you guys about hormones and saying, you know, what do you want to balance about your hormones? And I was just polling you guys of what problems you were dealing with. And this person said, the main hormonal symptom I'm dealing with over several years has been lack of a period. I got my first period when I was 16, and that was my last one since. I said that I wanted to balance my hormones because I think that has a lot to do with my health problems. I've recently been having problems with my gut too, and have been very sensitive to foods. So honestly, not everyone feels like they have severe or notable gut problems and hormone problems, but the gut and the hormones are intricately linked, and you really can't heal one without healing the other. Meaning, if you want to heal your hormones, you have to heal your gut. And when you heal your gut, you're not just going to heal the gut, you're also going to heal your hormones. That's actually like a win-win scenario, you guys. You have to just deal with one root cause of a problem, and a bunch of things get fixed, which is actually phenomenal. So let's start off with answering the question, what are periods? What are, like, why do we bleed? What's actually going on biochemically inside of us? Because this is going to give us a lot of insight on why you get painful periods or why you lose a period. So one of the ways I like to describe what a period is to my clients is periods are the report card for the female body. So after about 28 days, if your cycle's on time, your body is going to go through a massive detox event. That's what a period is. You are detoxing all your hormones, not all your hormones, but key hormones in your body like estrogen and progesterone, and they go from very high levels to fairly quickly very low levels. And this causes your body to say, oh, it's time to get rid of this blood lining that we had developed to potentially host a baby, and say that blood lining is, you know, it's kind of old, it didn't get used because there's no baby implanted in it, and we're going to get rid of it, and we're going to do that. We're going to just start clean. We're going to start clean. How many of us here want to start clean? Like, yes, raise your hand. You want to wake up and be like, I'm going to start clean with my finances. I'm going to start clean with my kids. I'm going to start clean with my husband. I'm going to start clean with my gut health. I just feel clean today. I want to take a shower, right? This is actually a great process, but it becomes really gross and not great when your body is super behind on detoxing, because you basically get a traffic jam of detox. So that's where you start to get painful periods, painful breasts and breast tissue when you are starting to PMS, where you get irritable and moody and fatigued. It is your body trying to go through this massive detox event that actually is more than it was designed to handle. So I want to imagine your period, all of our periods are like the 5 o'clock rush hour. We just know 5 o'clock rush hour is going to happen in a highway system. That's fine. That's normal. Our highways are built for that. And it might get a little bit more jammed and it'll be a little bit slower around 5 o'clock, but it's not going to last forever. And it's not the worst thing in the world. And in a lot of places, unless you're living in somewhere like LA or maybe New York, you're not going to have like frozen traffic every single time you have 5 o'clock traffic. It's just going to get a little bit more slow. At least that's the way it is for me in Detroit. So what will happen though is if you have problems detoxing or you are behind on detoxing, like your report card of your body's like, you didn't do so great. You had a lot of sources of inflammation this month and we didn't get a lot of detoxing done, which I've talked a lot about in this podcast. And I'm going to brush a little bit over what does an actual detox look like? How do you improve it by the end of this episode? But you kind of get this meh report card. Maybe it's a B minus or a C. Maybe it's a D or an F. Those are the really, really painful periods, y'all. Your body's saying you had too much inflammation and your traffic is now trying to go from four lanes. You're trying to do this 5 o'clock rush hour through four lanes of highway traffic. And now you're in construction and you went down to two lanes of traffic. And now you are bumper to bumper, frozen traffic, just waiting for the next car in front of you to move. And it takes forever to get home. That's that monster traffic jam. And you get cramping, moodiness, etc. This is all about detoxing your hormones. So first I want to ask you guys, is that helpful? Like every time I say that to a client, I feel like I see little light bulbs turn on in their eyes of like, okay, I can understand a period is painful. And periods don't inherently have to be super painful, super exhausting. They are a little bit because they're a detox. So one of the things I love doing and I love getting to embrace at this point in my life is that I know when my period comes, I just take it more easy. I don't work out personally. Or if I do work out, it's very gentle. Women are more likely to get physical injuries. Like female athletes, when you actually look at data, get most of their injuries, their knee injuries, their ankle injuries, whatever injuries they're getting. They're getting most of them, the majority, during their periods. Why? Because their body is a little bit more fragile. Our vitality is a little lower. We're trying to heal and recoup. So I let myself eat a little bit more. If I feel hungry like that, I'm not trying to be restrictive. I'm not trying to be intense in my sleeping or in my lack of sleep. I guess you could say in my exercising, I'm being really chill. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a pain-free period, because the period itself is actually about what happened in the 28 days before that, right? All right. So let's talk about some of the details on why periods get painful. The major players in determining what your period like is estrogen and progesterone. And these get out of balance for different reasons. And that's what you want to know the most about, is which of these hormones is out of balance. It could be one, it could be both. How are they out of balance? And that gives you a lot of insight into what problem your body's dealing with and how to help it. So let's talk about why each of these get out of balance. High or low, and what causes that. So progesterone, interestingly enough, doesn't typically get high. Like if you are looking at some blood work, or you're looking at a Dutch test, which is my preferred test for hormones, and you're looking at, is progesterone unhealthy? I've never seen it go high. That's not really a problem progesterone has. Progesterone only goes high for women if you're pregnant, and that's not a problem. That's good. You want it to be high when you're pregnant. Progesterone, though, when it's dysfunctional, it's going to be low at an inappropriate amount at time, or it just like never gets high. And what happens is progesterone's like your nurturing hormone. It helps you feel calm. If you have low progesterone, you're more likely to feel anxious. You're more likely to have diarrhea, because progesterone also slows the bowels down in a healthy way. Like too much progesterone makes you constipated, and that's why pregnant women can struggle with that, which we're going to talk more about in our next episode. But progesterone, you want healthy, normal amounts, and it's going to help you sleep better, help you feel calm, not help you feel anxious. And it also helps you get pregnant, etc. It's a vitality hormone. When it goes low, this is your body saying you have too much inflammation. It's a very vague marker, but if it's low, it's saying there's a lot of inflammation and now is not a good time to get pregnant. And even if you're like, yeah, I didn't want to get pregnant anyways, the point is that your body thinks you could not handle being pregnant even if you wanted to be pregnant. There's too much inflammation. So when I see low progesterone on a woman's lab results, I immediately think, you have inflammation in your body somewhere. Now, the question becomes, where is the inflammation? And interestingly enough, hormone testing doesn't tell you that. You have to get additional testing, which is why in the Better Belly Blueprint, we have four other labs dedicated to finding inflammation. We have a GI map that is dedicated to finding certain types of pathogens like parasites and H. pylori and candida. We have a food sensitivity test, because food sensitivities are a source of inflammation. If you are sensitive to gluten or corn and you're eating any of it, then it is causing inflammation every time you eat it, and your period's going to let you know that. You also can have inflammation from heavy metals and from mineral imbalances and mineral deficiencies. So immediately, if you have low progesterone on a hormone test, you want to know, where is my source of inflammation? And most people, especially conventional doctors, they're not looking for sources of inflammation. They're going to slap birth control on you. They're going to just give you some pill or medication, and it doesn't actually determine or help you figure out what that inflammation is. And that inflammation is still there, even if you're taking birth control to manage your painful periods or your extremely heavy periods, or maybe trying to give you a period if you lack one. That inflammation's still there, and it's going to manifest in other problems like headaches, migraines, acne, abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, bloating. And that's why painful periods and hormone problems comes together with all these other problems that I talk about on this podcast and work with in the Better Belly Blueprint. That constipation, bloating, acid reflux, and hormone imbalance, they all come together. Though not everyone's going to have every single symptom just because we're all biologically different. All right, so progesterone goes low. Now, if just progesterone's low, and say your estrogen's normal levels, like great, I'm glad you have normal estrogen. But unfortunately, when your progesterone's lower than it should be and estrogen's normal, you actually still have estrogen dominance, which is a fancy term meaning your estrogen's higher than your progesterone, and you're going to get symptoms of too much estrogen, even though you actually technically have a normal amount. And symptoms are going to be painful breast tissue, really like moodiness, irritability, really painful periods, heavy periods, cramping periods, irregular periods, spotting outside of your period. Too much estrogen is like your body is dominant. It's domineering you, right? All right. So low progesterone and normal estrogen is going to give you like still going to have a lot of symptoms come with it. That's just from inflammation. Now, estrogen itself can have a dysfunction. It can go high and it can go low. Now, estrogen can go high typically for causes of poor detox. So the main organ that is responsible for keeping your estrogen balanced when it's like keeping it from going too high is your liver. Your liver is the main organ that is taking estrogen through phase one and phase two of estrogen detox. And it's because of these phase one and phase two estrogen detoxes that I prefer the Dutch test, which is urine-based test for hormones that I do in the Better Belly Blueprint, because it actually shows how well you detox in phase one and phase two. Interestingly enough, blood work cannot show you this. Blood work cannot show if or how well you detox your estrogen. It only shows you your top three estrogens, E1, E2, and E3. But if you do this Dutch test, we can see, oh, well, you actually detox just fine in phase one, which if you have a phase one problem, there's very specific things you can do to support that. But maybe you don't detox well in phase two. That's a very different type of support. And I actually teach you how to know and how to evaluate which phase you detox well in and which ones you don't when you're inside of the Better Belly Blueprint and what to do about it. So you can fix all that up and your estrogen will slowly come down and that will help your periods massively. So detoxing in the correct way, because there's a lot of different types of detoxing and I'm not talking about green smoothies here, y'all. But I teach you the exact types of detoxing you need inside of the Better Belly Blueprint to heal. But detoxing correctly brings estrogen down. Now, your other problem you run into estrogen is that it will go low. And estrogen going low, unlike progesterone, which goes low with inflammation, low estrogen is typically because you have low vitality, meaning you like problems that are going to cause low estrogen is going to be gluten sensitivity, where you're still eating gluten and you're actually destroying the gut lining, so you're not getting nutrients you need, or pathogens that are stealing nutrients from you, or smoking, or low caloric intake, or over exercising, or having nutrient deficiencies by not absorbing certain nutrients, or by not eating certain nutrients, or really intense levels of stress due to something that physically happens to you, like a car accident or sleep deprivation, something biochemical, like a pathogen or a heavy metal, and something psychological, like losing your job, financial stressors, relational stressors, etc. So these types of things are going to have a cumulative effect where your body just isn't going to make estrogen anymore. It can't. It doesn't have enough strength to make this vitality hormone, and it starts to go down. You're going to get somewhat different symptoms. Like if you have low progesterone and low estrogen, the most common symptom you're going to get is no period. So this is where the why periods disappear problem comes in. It means you have a ton of inflammation and you have a ton of, and you really like lack vitality. And so you're going to have low progesterone, low estrogen, no period. And this is where things like birth control and other medications won't help start your period. This is what happened to me in 2015. I lost my period right after I started getting all these new food sensitivities and I was always bloated and I was super constipated and none of my doctors could figure out why. My GI doc, my OBGYN, they gave me medications and procedures and nothing worked. And that's all doctors can do. But then as I slowly discovered everything that I teach inside of the Better Belly Blueprint, my period came back and I even had a kid. Like, it's amazing. And it's been back and it came back at a very normal rate after I had my daughter as well. Basically, as soon as we were done breastfeeding, it came back. And I do believe that's because I set the groundwork for healthy hormones by having low inflammation and good vitality. And again, I teach you how to do this in the Better Belly Blueprint step by step, starting with ordering labs so you can actually see visually what's going on inside of your body using labs that your doctor literally doesn't have access to and has never run for you. So that's why periods disappear. That's why you get painful periods, is that imbalance of progesterone and estrogen and potentially them bottoming out, both of them being really low. All right, so here's how you're going to balance your hormones for good. You guys ready? The solution is to heal your gut. Why heal the gut? Because the gut is the main gateway for you to get sources of inflammation and also for you to support things like detoxing. When you heal the gut, you really limit how many sources of inflammation that can come in, and you also increase how much you're detoxing, like pooping, peeing, sweating, breathing out, exhaling, right? So when you heal the gut, you heal everything else, including your hormones. The main way that we heal the gut in the Better Belly Blueprint, and honestly, that I like, the only reason I talk about this is because I don't see it anywhere else. It is the best way to heal the gut that I know anywhere ever. So we use 5 key functional labs that I teach you which ones you need to do and how to do them inside of my very first module of the program. And then I give you access to ordering them at wholesale price, which saves you on average $100 per lab compared to ordering them with another doctor in module 2. Literally with a click of a button, you order the labs you need, which you know what you need based off of very simple self-assessment that I give you. So you can see what your symptoms are and what labs you need. And then you order your labs. They come directly to your house in kits. You complete them in your home. You don't have to leave your home at all. They're different types of samples like hair, stool, urine, and one is like a blood finger prick thing. So you just prick your finger, kind of like you're going to draw a little bit of blood for blood sugar, testing your blood sugar, and then you mail those back in with prepaid packaging and you get your lab results. I then teach you how to analyze your lab results and edit your protocol templates so that you can create a customized health plan that's specific to what you need and not someone else. Like somebody else on the program is going to get their Dutch test back and have high estrogen, and you might get yours back and have normal estrogen. And there's different things to do for each type of problem and each type of result. And I teach you exactly what to do and how to edit pre-made templates to make it super simple for you guys to create a customized health plan. You create that customized health plan and then you get lifetime ongoing coaching support through our one-to-one daily coaching inside of our private Facebook group and bi-weekly group coaching calls that are recorded, so you can submit a question and either show up live or not show up at all and go back and watch the recording video, find a timestamp of exactly when I answered your question so you don't have to watch the whole video or search around endlessly for it, watch my answer and get your confidence to keep moving forward. So again, you guys, you can get $200 off the entire Better Belly Blueprint program, which includes lifetime access to the course and coaching. Get $200 off until May 31st when you leave a podcast review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Take a screenshot of that review and then submit it to our giveaway form at betterbellytherapies.com/giveaway. So guys, if you are ready to finally balance your hormones, get rid of painful periods, and bring your period back if it's gone, along with literally healing the rest of your gut, reducing food sensitivities, know exactly what you need to eat, feel confident in how to live your life, not be on endless supplements the rest of your life, or constantly paying for doctor appointments that you don't know if they're going to work or actually give you what you need, then it is time to join the Better Belly Blueprint. Go ahead and get that $200 off by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and join today. And honestly, if you're that lucky winner who gets that full ride scholarship, I will refund you the entire price of whatever you paid for the Better Belly Blueprint. So go ahead and leave that Apple Podcast or Spotify review, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Hey friend, I hope you loved this episode. If you've been a fan for a while or newly loving this podcast, can you do me a favor? Drop into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. When you leave a review, you do so much. You help me know you're listening. You can tell me what you're loving so I know what to make more of. And you help others by boosting this podcast so other people like you can find the podcast too. I mean, it's a win-win-win, right? So if you want a way to pay it forward, just go to Apple Podcasts or click the link in my show notes and leave a rating and review. And if you want some more free stuff, just head over to my free Facebook group, betterbellytherapies.com/Facebook, and you can get access to all of my free support for you, including some Facebook group exclusive stuff like my podcast episode vault.